Hello and welcome to the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Brazil has blocked the Right to be Forgotten law. Online surveillance is to increase in the UK. And WeChat is found censoring group chats. The Brazilian court has judged that any Right to be Forgotten law cannot be imposed against any search engine in the country. It was stated by the court that if the ruling was passed, it would hand too much responsibility to search engines, effectively turning them into censors. Nancy Henrique, a representative of the court, said that it can't establish the responsibility of the provider in this particular case. The conclusion goes directly against the decision of European courts in 2014 who judged that search engines are responsible for removing personally harmful search results if the information is old or irrelevant. The information regarding the cause of the case in Brazil, including the personal details of people involved, have not been released publicly under the country's secrecy of justice laws. A bill dubbed the Snoopers Charter has been passed in the UK. The new law means that the internet and mobile phone companies must now collect all users' browsing history and store the information for 12 months. Security services in the country will now also have powers to access the stored information, although each request to see any information will require a signature from police chiefs and a judge. British Home Secretary Amber Rudd has called the passing of the new law world-leading. However, a government petition calling for the bill to be repealed has already claimed 150,000 signatures from protesters who have called it intrusive. Rudd has defended the laws by saying that the system contains unprecedented transparency and substantial privacy protection. Messaging service WeChat is currently censoring group chats without users' knowledge. A study by the Citizen Lab attempted to look at the extent to which some words were removed from chats and found that some keywords caused messages to be removed from chats without the sender being alerted. Whilst the test found that within conversations between two people, only one of the 26,000 keywords tested was banned, group chats caused a high number of the words to be scrubbed. It was reported that any reference to the Tiananmen Square protests was completely removed from the chat, as well as many other keywords. Jason Ng, research fellow at the Citizen Lab, said that the group conversations were affected as more than just a single person makes it riskier that it could go viral or provoke street protests. He also speculated that this was due to intrusion from both the government and WeChat itself. CNN has acquired the mobile video app Beam in an attempt to target younger viewers. The app was co-founded by the successful YouTuber Casey Neistat and is an effort by the television news agency to add a highly successful social media personality to the company. This fresh effort to attract consumers via digital comes after a study by Pew Research showed that half of internet users aged from 18 to 29 use the internet to access news, twice as many than use television. Meanwhile, 72% of those aged from 50 to 64 use television, whilst just 29% go online. CNN plans to shut down Beam with the current team, then developing a new brand which Neistat will be the face of. With a YouTube following of over 6 million users, this has been said to have the potential to be a new and significantly attractive news outlet for younger people. And finally, a US company that keeps a digital library of the internet is preparing to move to Canada. The Internet Archive site downloads around 300 million web pages each day to be stored in its library, but its founder, Brewster Kahle, said that it may face greater restrictions following the election of Donald Trump. In a blog post, he said that the new administration was promising radical change, and it was a firm reminder that similar websites need to design for change. However, Kahle did also admit that the move to Canada would cost millions before asking for donations from users. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.